When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Shall I?
Yes, you shall.
Love Struck by Will Smith, with an E on the end.
Smythe, Will Smythe.
Woman for Man.
Okay.
I was the green-haired gal who was covering the celebrity doppelganger convention.
Oh, okay.
There's a celebrity doppelganger convention. Double takes and belly aches. The great celebrity clone-vention.
Okay.
That's a catchy tagline.
It is.
I first saw you when I was walking next to the booth of Dolly Parton's Wild and Wacky Wigs.
Okay. Wow.
I knew immediately who you were because your pal looked like an even bigger version of Uncle Phil.
Oh, okay. All right.
Fresh Prince, yeah.
Got it.
I'm a little shy. I didn't know what to say, but I blurted out like an idiot. Hey, where's Carlton? Make him do a silly dance.
Oh, okay.
You didn't even break stride and walked right up to me, got 6 inches away from my face and said, hey, girl, I think I've seen your picture before. Oh, yeah. It was in the dictionary under Kablam! Classic Will.
What? Oh, that was a...
That was a line.
That was a line.
Yeah. I think it was from season 4, episode 3.
Oh, wow. She knows her stuff.
She does.
All right.
Super fan.
All right.
We've chatted for a bit after that, and I asked you what your day job was, and you said you managed a Quiznos in East Philly? Wow. Okay. They still have those?
East Philadelphia.
I loved that place back in the day.
In East Philadelphia.
That's where you were born and raised?
West Philadelphia.
That's literally what she said. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I was working on getting interviews, so I'm sorry I left abruptly to talk to a mini Shaquille O'Neal. But when I was done, you were gone. Are you online or in Bel Air? LOL.
Wow.
Wink, wink, HMU.
There was a lot to unpack with that.
It was a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I was 2 days years old when I learned there were celebrity doppelganger conventions.
I kind of want to be on a fly on the wall with that.
Clone-ventions.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, this man for woman accidentally swiped the wrong way on Tinder.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's tragic. Can't get it back, right?
Hey, girl! Picture this. I'm on the toilet, tindering hard like you know I do.
What?
When suddenly, bam! A sweet, sugar-faced, angel-child, baby doll, honey pie shows up on my Tinder.
Wow. That is quite a description.
I'm so in awe of your gorgeousity.
Gorgeousity, that's a good word.
That I accidentally swiped you left.
Oh, no.
And dropped a deuce without even trying at the very same time.
Do we need to include that part? Do we? Oh, my God.
Instantly, my mind screams, what have I done?
Oh, God. Oh.
Just like the songbird of our generation, Britney Spears said, oops, I did it again.
He's quoting Britney. Oh, wow.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
I get off the toilet without even cleaning up.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously? I go lay down in a dark cupboard that I can squeeze into if I bend my legs just right and kind of wedge it in at a weird angle.
We're in a cupboard hiding?
Now I'll describe you to the best of my abilities.
Okay.
You. Blonde, pretty, mid-20s. That's all I got to go on.
Super specific. Yeah, she's going to know exactly.
If this sounds like you, reply with your photo and we'll see if we can make some magic happen like David Blaine.
Totally. The only thing that stuck out to me on that is that man got up after number 2 and did not do any wiping.
He just...
And for that reason, I'm out.
All right. Well, hey, whether you're looking for the Will Smythe at the celebrity doppelganger...
Clone-vention,
yeah, right. You are accidentally swiped left.
And you're hiding in the cabinet. They're hiding in the cabinet. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's...
Craigslist. Missed Connection.
Nobody's reaching out to that dude.